Thanks for joining us, Larry Richard, with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and Paul J. Goff from the Pittsburgh Business Times, who you can see on the radio with our stream at kdkradio.com. Paul, good morning.
Good morning from lovely Washington, PA.
Yeah, you're in your vehicle, it looks like.
Yes.
Get ready to roll for the day.
Yes, I appreciate the traffic that I'm going to face on the Green Tree Hill in a little while.
Oh, yeah. We're here for you. Meanwhile, the new airport. Couple of stories, though. The one that you talked about, an additional $6 million acquired for the airport. And the total budget for this airport is?
I believe $1.5 billion. Probably going to end up a little bit more given inflation and you know, the things that happen when construction happens.
So what do they need the extra money for?
They're getting it actually from the federal government, from the Department of Transportation to basically go into the pot of money that they have already. So it's sort of a reimbursement. They've gotten, I believe, more than $120 million from the federal government over the last two or three years to build this new terminal, the landside terminal.
And we're still on track to open sometime next year.
Yeah, sometime after May, I would assume. You know, it's something that's, you know, desperately needed. I was just there on Friday, and, you know, it definitely shows its age, the airport. You know, built in 1992, that was a long time ago. However, the airport, you know, itself, this, it's going to take some time to, you know, what they say in business, commission. You know, so a factory like the Shell cracker plant or the ATI Breckenridge plant a couple of years ago, it takes a while once you turn everything on to make sure everything's correct. And that's going to be the case for the airport, too. It's, you know, there's a new baggage system. There's going to be a lot of other things that they're going to want to make sure gets absolutely correct before it's ready for occupancy, I suppose.
Paul, is it your understanding that they're going to be doing a series of dry runs? Like, for example, they'll have people walk in the building and check bags and then have the bags go through the system and the whole thing, right?
Yeah, Paul, that's exactly right. I know that they will be doing that. You know, it's something that, you know, it's not, you don't want on day one, and especially not the management team at Pittsburgh International Airport and the Allegheny County Airport Authority. They don't want to have, you know, opening day jitters, first day anything. They want to make sure everything's correct. And I would assume that it will exactly be the case.
And Allegheny Council President Pat Catena suggested there are a series of cracks in the new huge garage they're building. Bob Kerlick from the Airport Authority saying that's not a concern. They're not structural. Do you hear anything about that?
You know, I haven't reported about that. I do know Bob said that. So I'm really probably not the best person to talk to about that. I was actually working on a different story tangential to the airport about Mainspring Energy, which is going to build a new factory, really a clean energy factory with about 700 jobs at the same time that all that was happening.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because for those that don't know, this is a major deal, and it's going to be just adjacent to the airport. It's a linear generator system that can power off of all different types of fuel without burning fuel, which obviously everybody's looking to clean the air.
Yeah, it's going to be a really big deal. This is going to be the company's first full-scale manufacturing plant. It's been in business, Mainspring, for about 15 years. It's been in commercial production since 2020, early 2020. But this is the first chance it's going to have to scale up, and they'll be doing these, you know, power plants that can do anything from, you know, a mall or a hospital up to a data center or any kind of other kind of use. And it's a really important thing, I think, because it will be what they call behind the meter, which is you won't be needing to be put into the grid for your power needs. And, you know, there's a lot of things coming up the road between electric vehicles and new industrial activity, and then also data centers and AI. They're going to use a lot of power. And with our country's reduction in coal-fired generation and maybe the cap on some natural gas plants, new natural gas plants, the power is going to have to come from somewhere. Nuclear too, but that takes a while.
Paul, what's in the pipeline? Can you tell us anything that you're working on that we'll be looking forward to on the Pittsburgh Business Times website?
Yeah, I'm actually going to a conference right now about healthcare and some mental health funding and some new ways to do that, because that's a big deal. And I'm also working on a few other projects as well in the natural gas area as well.
Yeah, this energy thing, I want to get a deeper dive in that when this comes online, but with this mainspring company, this is apparently a huge deal. And you said, what, 600 to 700 jobs will come because of it?
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, what's happening is Pittsburgh, which is so focused on, or has been for, you know, 150 years on coal, natural gas, oil. Oil was discovered, you know, not too far away from here, a little north of us, and natural gas right here, actually, and nuclear. It's been an energy production center for so long. And, you know, as the world goes to carbon-free, goes to net zero, there's been some concerns that maybe Pittsburgh will be left behind. And this right here with Mainspring and then some of the other things that are being done, the hydrogen hubs, some of the things the natural gas companies are doing, solar, wind, and then also Form Energy, which has operations here, and they're going to build a big plant in Weirton for batteries, and Eos Energy, another battery company in Turtle Creek. Pittsburgh is really, you know, kind of turning the page and becoming a center of clean energy in the future. And I think that's something that, to me, as well as the jobs and as well as the factory and the economic activity, that's a really interesting story to keep writing about and to keep thinking about, because these are technologies that are going to keep us going into the future.
Well, Paul, appreciate the time. Safe travels as you head north.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Paul J. Gopp with the Pittsburgh Business Times on the Big K Morning Show. And yeah, Paul, he's not exaggerating the importance of all of these things. You know, we talked to Rich Fitzgerald yesterday about these things, you know, collectively in our 10-county region, so important for the future. And these jobs, adding jobs, really significant. You know, if you wanted to get into the trades, this would be a good time.
A very good time to get into the trades. And the training can be short. You can be in a matter of months on the job, like, for example, with a CCAC program.
Or you can get a paid internship and you get an opportunity. At the end of the day, you don't owe anybody anything. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.